Look at that verse, chapter 1, from verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces, that in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the 3rd year of his reign he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants. The power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him, when he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom, and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 104 days. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white and green and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen, and purple to silver rings, and colors of marble. The beds were gold and silver, upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black and marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being digested one from another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law, none did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house, that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the 7th day when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Nehuman, Bithta, Harbona, Bictha, Abagtha, Tetha, and Carcass, the 3rd chamberlain, that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti, his queen, the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. For the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command. By his chamberlain, therefore, was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. When the king said, then said the king to the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner, they toward all that knew law and judgment. And next unto him were Kershian, Sheda, Adamata, Tapsis, Marie, Mastina, and Menuchin, the 7 princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face and which sat the custom of kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to the law, because she hath not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by his chamberlains? And then you can answer before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen doth not have not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this year the queen shall come abroad unto all women, so that they shall despise their husbands and their eyes. When it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians of the Medes, that it be her altar that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and that the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And when the king decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all the empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give their husbands honor, both the great and small. And the same pleased the king and the princes, and the king said according to the word of Menuchin. For he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people, after their language, that every man should be a rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. And chapter 2, please. After these things, when the wrath of the king Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti, and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Verse 5. Now in Shushan the palace, There was a certain Jew whose name was Mordechai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with a captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordechai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and decree was heard, and the many maidens were gathered together under Shushan, the palace to the custody of Hekiah, that Esther was brought also into the king's house to the custody of Hekiah, the keeper of the women. And the maid pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and 7 maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he prepared her and her maidens and her maids unto the best place of the house of the woman. Esther had not showed her people, nor her kindred, for Mordechai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordechai walked every day before the court of the woman's house to know how Esther did what should become of her. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious words for our souls. We would like again this evening, by the help of the Lord and by the help of his gracious Holy Spirit, to try and interest you in this great book of antiquity. I'm sure that it's not every day that you read the book of Esther. I'm sure possibly that there have been few times. When you took time to really go into these most marvelous chapters. Now we do confess that there are many prevailing difficulties in the book. It is a book, of course, wherein the name of God is never mentioned. And to someone that would cause it nearly not to be inspired. Well, I have not the brains to show to you in the book of Esther just where God is. But if you are Mr. Doolingbrisker and the Bible, you'll find that he, with tremendous spiritual gymnastics, he is able to prove that God is in the book. Well, I'm not going to go into spiritual gymnastics, but I do want you to understand that this book is all about a people that are in departure from God. And it's all about the faithfulness of God, even though in the face of the departure, it shows that God is behind the scenes for the preservation of his own people, and particularly the seed through which Christ will eventually come. Now there are only 2 books in the Bible that bear women's names. One is the book of Esther, and the other is the book of Ruth. Now both of the books are about departure. Now this week we're not going to preach to you about departure, but mind you, I never hear much from a preacher that never preached on departure. You see, there's a balance in all kinds of ministry. What do you want to show your guests? That God is behind all the scenes. Remember William Cowper in his book, if you haven't got it, and I've paid £2 or £3 to get it, get a hold of it. His poems and his On the Hymns are really out of this world. His poems and prose and Things on the Sofa and the Progress of Truth and Error are worthy of everyone to sit down and read. But he really proves in that wonderful hymn of his that God is behind it all. He says, "Ye fearful seas, fresh courage take, the cloud ye so much dread, are thick with mercy and shall burst in blessings on your head. Judge not the Lord by evil sin, but trust him for his grace. Behind a frowning providence, behind a silent grace." And this is really a frowning providence in the book of Esther. And yet behind it all is the silent grace of Israel's Jehovah. And so these books are really about departure. The book of Ruth really is all about a lack of faith in the people of God. The book of Esther is the outcome of a lack of a future. Now one is just the outcome of the other. Really, the Book of Ruth will never be read except for two things. I think the Book of Ruth is written before the last verses in the book to tell us how David was lost, how he went through the line of hope, yet he was saved, found, and lowered. They're all mentioned in the last verses of the Book of Ruth. And all these factors, the genealogy, really, of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this book, it's not a lack of faith, as we've seen in the Limerick and Ruth and Malin, Kelly and Leland, Jesse and the house of Red and went down into the land of Moab. That was a lack of faith. You know, it's nothing else but disaster when there's a lack of faith in them. You know, to someone, I fear more than I fear, or these two things are interesting. You can't live a life of fear and a life of faith and faith. These two things are incompatible, fear and faith. We had an old woman, she was quite interested in her meeting, and she used to say that faith locks her door at night and opens it in the morning. Well, thank you, Mr. Henry, for what it's up to you, so we don't be learning in a place like that. I can tell you, they walk all the doors and maybe they can fold and everything. You know, like the practical people, they don't go home and fold the keys and everything. Well, even though I have no way to achieve it, I love the stories that have been brought. And trust to believe, for we have been learning, even to the great extent of that, be assured. Well, the lack of faith is a disaster in the family of the limit of the life and the body that, and the life of the death alone, was a double blunder in our family. And yet, there may be a amazing way of growth, and how he brought us the recovery of that family, and brought in the great line of David, who used to marry both. But I'm thinking that people that are linked up in the mind of God, who have been up in the genealogy of the He might have been off in the genealogy of faith. Ruth has been off in the genealogy of faith. But Eva has been caught in the genealogy of faith. In the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Oh, the wonder of faith that God can bring out even. Even in the midst of the land of faith, your worship will take. So we wonder this beautiful book of Esther. Someone wondering just, you know, that we say in the Bible. Well, chronologically, there's a bit of the age here. It's really a book that to do with people, the whom can back up out of the land. What I mean, out of the land of Babylon. What I mean is that God's people were so busy that God kept warning them. Time without number is rising early and sending prophets. Jeremiah will be passed over the room. And so did Isaiah, I think he passed it to the other man. And these men were on this way, the rest of the sons of the Lord, really, not just out of you, and most of the sons of the Lord, whom they had passed, was the combination. And such was the grace of God, that three times, the first time that they came and did it, it was a beautiful thing. Then the second test. And then the third test. Great desire to be able to buy all the words in the book of this. Would you give him one? And he never retreats from that. He won't go in the next one. From the 70 years from now, and round about the 68 years, the people in Babylon, some of them begin to feel that everyone back again. And it tells you in the book that 55,000 walk in the earth something in 3 minutes, which is really only true. 35,000 of them go back, and the most of them were priests. The most of them were leaders. But that's lovely, isn't it? For men who are of a priestly nature, have feelings for God
and his name and his sanctuary and the well-being of his honor and testimony. And so every time Paul is in work, there was this story in the Galatia. There was a thing that didn't come back. You see, then that comes back to testify Paul, the story of Isaiah 40 is almost a feeling when I came back. All of the mountains, how will they over? The hills, how will they over? The river, how you would get them? The stuff, how shall we over that? All the senses of Jesus, the enemy, how shall we get over it? In that chapter that Isaiah prophesied 170 years before it ever happened, he said, you'll bring the mountains down. You'll bring the mountains down. You'll bring the valley up. You make the country really great. You say, I measure the hills, I measure the mountains, I measure the seas, I measure the dust. And we all. And in that 40th chapter of Isaiah, you'll find that God is in control. He's sitting on the stuff all the earth. It says he not only placed the stars in the sky, but he knew the exact number of them. And he named every one of them. And so he's telling his brethren, you're afraid to come up out of Babylon. You're afraid to take the step. You're afraid to touch me. He says, I'm holding the stars there. I weigh the dust. I'm sitting on the center of the earth. If they know that I've read that before, they would have known that. I'm walking into a you know that 75,000 people come back from the other way? No, they died in the room. No, they had a dog back. No music on that. No one on earth. They say you raise the death of the Lord in Babylon. You raise them there, and when they walk 5 months later, they die and then they do them. They raise them again, and they raise them exactly. And there are no leaders, and no voices, and no Joshua, no Aaron. And they go on. Nobody's ever going to come back before by this time. They'd all be gone from Babylon. And Babylon was a lovely place. And the environment was far, far above there. Then going back to strong, down walls, and a burned up city, and a temple that was not existent, and things like that. It was hard to do that. Someone said, I think that was the city of Babylon, too. Well, I know some people think like that, but if you begin to prove that it's just as dangerous to be disobedient when it is to be obedient, and it's just as costly because in this book, and not many chapters on, but it's even out that every Jew must be saved, and every Jew must be put to death, and every Jew will be able to stand for their name and to be able. So remember, it's costly to do it, and it's costly to do it. But remember, the cost to do it all, it's costly to do it. It's costly to be serious, but not necessarily it's costly to be offensive. You love it, you follow it, you do not want it. And so this book is all about the trial of these Jews. In the 128 provinces of King Ahasuerus, who reigned from India and to Ethiopia. Now I want to draw the lesson. This is the problem. And we're going to see how one man and one man's objection, or we were called the Pharaoh, and we were saying he doesn't need himself. And we were just to say, man is just going to come and let the thing go on the head. But we're thinking that God could do that. He stood for God, and he did not for nobody, and he considered that as a function.
Yes, and if you are what you are, and that's all, that you have to do for that.
Mind you, what he spoke to you was not a very popular. What he did was from. I tell you this, the day he was popular with his enemy, because the stand that he took was going to be the death of every Jew.
And the 128 problems that I had here.
And the number one was that. Thank
you, Lord, for everyone who's heard of you and not.
then, after the meeting was done, you remember that this is the ancient, and the day of the dinner, the change in nature, the change in name, the change in nature, the change in the season. The change in that is not our head. Then one day of the season is in the same day of all. The refusal to be there. The refusal to be there.
All of everything, all of
All these things are so obvious in this and yet we have a woman in the world. And a woman has every one of his things for every woman is not a woman. Yet there's an unhappiness of it. And yet there's a lack of content. Please let others remember. We can never look at the world of the earth and the world of hunger, we are going to the hospital and any of that. After that, you look on the list and say, thank Lord, this is what this is a thing. This is a thing. This is the old and second hour, the seventh year, one month and year, and the one is in the hospital. So she is good at this, what it says. You know, she never leaves the house, yes. And you know, in your heart, you know that it's going to be another one on the creation before the living. You can never be a person. And you can never be a person. You're going to find that. And I'm going to be one of the ones who are going to be a person. If you hand it on to them, you go away. You know, all those who love you, when you say you do have them, you say, you do.
The more
women want to do it with him, and the women want to do it with him. It's true. You know, I can't understand. I can't understand anyone who can do this in your heart. And what God's done, they don't tell it to him. But there's so much about it. Oh, the man is here. And has brought the woman to the people. And that God that I'm with, irrespective of all the chance, all the fortune, and all the cost, the world of society, and all the money for it all. So the beauty is more than beautiful. Oh, I want to hear you tonight. I want to hear you. I think of the Bible. You never done it all. And then not one more than all is there for the world. Or a few houses, or a few long pieces.
Oh, what do I want to do?
And I do not have to do that. I never think of a better life for that. And I told you so. I'm trying to say that you will be here. I think of the cost of this woman. Never to be kind again. Never to be loyal again. Never to have pain again. Never to be looked up to again. Because he would not follow a few women. My dear friend, I need to go to this world and out of the existence and out of the limelight. As long as you are keeping God and keeping your character and keeping your purity, it's more important to be pure than to be popular. It's more important to be holy than to be exalted or to be well known. And so that's that something in this wonderful. Notice the room has a part. You see all the things and all the pieces are all in a drunken state. You see this past to commend that every other night look upon his neighbor. If you wouldn't play a part, now you see after part. And God has come. 7 years ago, 7 years ago. Don't act the part. Don't pretend to be. I think the courage of this woman to do the thing that she really did. She wouldn't go against modesty or morality or anything of that nature. And then, not only so, she wouldn't betray her own shame. What does it mean? It makes you to banishment. It makes you to banishment. She would have been bored with that. But this man, what are you going to do with the things out of it? All those big names that you read out. Well, I want to tell you, I practiced those names quite a bit before I come to speak on them. But I might try and make a half-moon job of it. And get some character there. But I need them. But those 7 cents here are just what God's own presence calls us in the evening. I just think that they were full of all talking. And they were just through all the things of evening. And you notice that the thing that they come up with eventually is probably what the problem was really and meaning for the time. Oh, it just that would be accepted by and by. Oh, I just think these people were full of meaning and full of all politics. And look at the reasoning. Oh, the sailors and all the women of meaning have the hearing of the insubordination of the sense. Look at all the respect of husbands. And all the glory of grace is in them. Oh, and it seems all right, it seems all tender. There's something wrong about it. This will be a project of happiness. And when you awoke, and when you awoke up a little gentleness, and you knew what was done after that. You see, my friend, that is not the end of the time. So I feel to you tonight. I want you to see the difference of that guy in this story. And so it is thrown that guy on the future of insubordination. All the things that are done under a cloud, all the things that are done under a cloud, And then with an end sometimes of this fasting.
Remember the difference of the day. Remember doing a few ways in one week. All of a sudden it says, no,
not then that
we are.
Not then that
we are.
Not then that
we are in the body. Not then the first place for three. Because it's the difference. Oh,
not then that we
are. And I will wait for meeting an idea. You don't do that, do
you? You don't say it. You don't say it. I don't go to the old area when you do that thing for you. There's nothing done here. And you hold it up 10 miles again.
That is really quite a reminder to close the door and be married.
And so you come to it. At the end of the
practice, I've got the cover of it.
When you end the practice, you discover that there's something wrong. And you find that all you've done is you've asked that.
Oh, sometimes when you listen up, sometimes when you listen up and you see this thing, or maybe you see this thing everywhere.
I don't know how you can get
it. You've got to know when you can get it. Then you've got to see the path that you're going. See the garden has been done. See the house has been ruined. See the meat in the dirt. Oh, before the visit lies. Oh, before the visit lies. Do you understand tonight, my friend? The fruit of your wisdom will not have any meaning, can it? That would be natural. And with the very love of open up the 7 hours of one day, for a 7 day, I would say, in a 7 day, but a certain year, I believe a certain soul, oh, I am a certain thing.
What comes to me that happens when God has come out of the world, and rock, and wicked, and thanksgiving, and it's only a path of the same, and not being a path of the reason?
Oh, the truth is different from that.
You become the path of the human race.
This is really a living. I will be able to call you to me one day.
My own thoughts, to my words, to my words, to my
words. You mean that you can make a certain kind of mission that you will do it at home? That's true. How do you do it? You can end my role with you. Knowing what the truth is, I'm here to be true. No man has discovered me as a goal or a dream. I can't wait to get to you. And I think you are here. I like it.
I'm going to
go to the top. I'll keep you there very, very long. You know how I feel at this point? Whenever I'm sick, I feel that the best thing that you have to do is the thing that you want to do. Remember, you are simply the leader of the thing that you do. We all do it then. From that, you are being sick of that. I was told all of you.
Created in Christ Jesus unto God.
to believe that God wants me to believe. I believe those that are saved by the grace of God are very distinct kind of people. Remember when Jesus was seen after his resurrection, he said to those that stood, "And what right for the men that you stood at favor?" They said, "As thou art, each one of them was a shepherd." Those of the first day, Character, true character was faith, and enjoyed faith, and faith was faith, and loved faith, and loved deception. And so I knew you, Montague. Then, the witness not only showed his religion, his name, his faith, he was of the same, not genuine. It's just an amazing little stuff here for those who are really keen. The witness of engine. And yet, it was Judah that was standing down in the success of it. For then it was careful to watch, ever from the moment that Judah pleaded for Benjamin's life before Joseph, Benjamin never left Judah. The other side was separated, but Benjamin never left Judah. Benjamin never forgot the good time of Judah, and Benjamin never forgot Judah. And here's the Benjamin, and he's been carried away. And it tells us how he was carried away. And it tells us what captivity it was when he was carried away. Isn't it amazing how God keeps all these little records and all these little details? Please remember that God is very near in all these things. If they were there, he would even less to be like a physician. After the story was brought down. Then I just look at one or two other little features about this man, Mordecai. The same way that this is a real matter of Mordecai. Not only does it tell us where he is, not only tell us his type, not only tell us his character and things, but it is beautiful too. It tells us a little bit about his family history. It tells us possibly that he was unmarried. And then it tells us that he adopted a girl. And it's more than Esther's other name. Did you know before you come to know that Esther had two names? Her name is Hadassah. Possibly her Babylonian name is Esther. Hadassah means mystery. Esther means a star. It's amazing how the Babylonians, they always wanted to change the Jewish name. They always wanted to change the Jewish name. For you find that every Jewish child's name, Samuel, they were girls. Or they were a nation of God in all the nations. And of course, the Babylonians wanted to come clear of that all together. That's why they changed the name. They changed the name. They didn't even want the thought of a memory. They didn't want constant daily memories of this, and the thought of the longing for it. Isn't that amazing what the world will do? I remember when I was a boy, I remember since I'm old, and very decrepit, but the Sam Townsend landfill, there used to be a motor on it, and it said something like this. I can't remember it all, but it said, "Thank landfill first time." The preaching of the word. That is something like that. Of course, you know that the video is in the last book. Not by the preaching of the word. Has it purpose? Has it purpose? No need to. And you want to say, then in Babylon, they want to clear of the very mention of the word. You know, in the present day, people that are preaching in the system, if you can get preaching without the name of God, they'll do it. But they know that they don't need to teach. Oh, my friend, I feel you. You changed her name with Hadassah. Why is Esther after the Babylonian name? Isn't that amazing too that you would think that Mordecai had his own problem trying to let the make ends to meet away in a foreign land? But isn't it beautiful how that he adopted Esther Isn't it lovely how he took another person's care upon him? And there's something lovely with God in that. God taking other people's burdens and other people's cares. I think there's something soft about God's care too. You know, when you go to read about him later on, you just think that he's an objector and you would say he's a hard man sort of thing. But really, here he is now, and maybe with no wife, he takes on to care for Esther. I'll tell you one thing. He made a great job of it. He made a great job. Oh, what a great answer. Isn't it amazing what people can really do? Isn't it amazing when problems come, how there are some people who just face the problems and take the burden of it, while others are shrinking and others are trying to get rid of this and not running too hard and too many burdens and too many cares, and other people are just stronger to them like Hercules. Yet some things are small and insignificant and they take on other people's burdens. Something lovely about them. I love that. We have people who are not weeping anymore. How do you ever get on I can tell? Man, they care for everybody and they're loving everybody and they're bringing away everybody in. Oh, lovely. I've covered them that beautiful, caring, loving, Christ-like disposition. What you see, I had that thoughtfulness for others. I knew that some of us people wouldn't even get into the body shift.
Have you done any attainment?
Many of those people in fellowship that wouldn't have got into the church in my day. Kindness and love and thoughtfulness and pleasantness and graciousness.
Oh, enormous!
Notice if I had been a boy, you could understand easily. I could have showed him everything in business and how to make a pound in a shoe like the thing you do, you know?
But again, it was awful, wasn't it? He did it. But he did it.
Some people face certain matters. Others won't do it. Others won't go in for it. And he faced it. Little did he know that that devil in Gabriel was to be the salvation of the people of God. And how pleading! Going forward before the goals. He was to be the means in the hand of Almighty God of keeping God's people out of the slaughterhouse. May you understand there are many things behind the scenes. May you understand that God is really behind it all. He's behind that sickness of yours. He's behind that trial of yours. He's behind that broken heart. He's behind that broken body. He's behind it all. You're not struggle to be seen that God's behind it all. Loving and kindly chasing us and burning up the dross that there might be something, even in the last year of a Christian life, something great, something beautiful, and something Christ-like. Will that tell me from the standpoint of a meeting here? Talking from the standpoint of knowing what we're talking about. God's behind it all. Can you win and win? And can you make us more like that? Oh, go in for the rights of Mordecai. And I'm not going to keep you any more than 5 minutes. I thought too, taking upon himself these cares. I'm reading sure of Esther, isn't it? No parents living. Did you notice the little word that it says, he took her after her parents were dead? Amazing how that says it, that after her parents were dead. We have a little lesson in there in relation to adoption, isn't it? After her parents were dead, and there was no one else could take her. When there was no one else that was family and blood related could take her. After her own parents were dead. And notice when he did take her, this is what it says, and he took her as his own. As his own. Not as if it was a big obligation, you know, we'll have to do it. You know, like a couple of them said that, you know, we'll have to go through with this. You know what I mean? We'll just have to make the best of it. You remember when we talked? He took her as his own. Maybe that's how we get the joy of it. Maybe that's how we get the joy of it. Are you all understanding it? Because he did it as if it was his own. I love this bit. You know, all this done without religious hope. So, oh my dear friend, listen. Whatsoever you do, do it willingly. Do it willingly. Even though you may not agree with it, you know, happily as unto the Lord. You know, there's a stamp about doing things for the Lord. They've taken St. John. They brought them on their journey after a godly start. After a godly start. After the way that God would do. After the way that God would do. That the way you treat your brothers and sisters, that the way you treat your own servants, that the way that God would do that. On their journey after a godly sort, and it says he took her at his own. Didn't make a few shoes of virtue, didn't make a few shoes of intrusion, didn't make her feel, well, I had to do this and that. No, there was a bit of one who came through Monte Tiai to Esther, a little bit of. Why? Do you know this? You tell the people at work. You tell them they really, even though they don't agree with you, you can still tell them they love you. That's true now. As his own, as his own. And I'm sure of this, that the Ephesians that she returned in later days was because of the love that he showed in the former days. You may understand that we'll get in return what they exhibit to others. We will indeed. If we love others and are respectful of others, we'll get that love and that respect. That is, if the people are saved, if they're not saved, well, you don't expect too much anyway. And so, I feel for you, these lessons are all lying on the surface. Maybe they'll be simple for you, but are certainly enjoyable to my soul and these children.